This is ILTA Radio, the source for legal technology practices and ideas to help your career delivered to fit your busy schedule. ILTA Radio, get tuned in.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to today's ILTA podcast entitled Bridging the Divide, What to Do When Joining a Legal Department as a Young Professional, Part 2. I'm your moderator today. My name is Will Pett. I'm a senior business analyst at Fidelity Investments, and I'm thrilled to be joined by our speaker today, John Crawshaw, who is the business analytics manager at PNC. Welcome, John.
Hey, Will, thanks for having me.
So, John, just to get us started here, we just want to kind of talk through your experience joining a corporate legal department as a young professional. So to start, what were the biggest differences between your current company's legal department and any previous places where you've worked?
Yeah, so that's a good question. I worked at two previous companies post-college before I joined PNC's legal department. I worked at Dick's Sporting Goods for a couple years on a small product team, and then I worked at Alcoa for a couple years on an internal consulting team. So yeah, I think the big difference, at least from my career trajectory, is that at Dick's and then at Alcoa, they were smaller teams, kind of focused on a product area or a smaller project. That impacted, maybe one or two teams, sometimes larger scope than that. But when I joined PNC in the legal department, that was a much bigger team. So our ops group is, I think around 12 or 15, depending on, which year. I've been there for almost 5 years now. And then our department, we have around 150 attorneys. So every project was kind of larger in scope. So I think that was a big difference. But kind of getting to, I guess, company culture-wise, I think the big difference is kind of working with folks who have a business-first mindset versus a legal-first mindset. And I think there's a lot of differences just on how you evaluate projects and how you evaluate, risk associated with a project and technology. So I think that's sort of the bigger difference between where I've worked previously and where I've worked now.
Yeah, that's a really good point, John. And, do you feel like you were able to take anything you learned both from working in those smaller team environments and then from working with folks who did have more of the business first mindset versus the legal first mindset and apply that once you joined the PNC legal department?
Yeah, absolutely. So I think one of the big things that I guess is different from working with, a business specific team versus a team that is obviously having attorneys a part of it or another legal professionals, is that getting to a place where you have a technology or you have a report or something like that, to what works versus kind of what's the most, I guess, risk averse or detailed. I think a lot of times working with legal partners, you kind of get really ingrained with the details, which is great. But from a business standpoint, kind of thinking like, all right, well, we have to get this thing done, at some point. So we need to make a decision here or there to move the project or the technology forward. And I think, having that business background really assisted in bringing that sort of mindset to different legal projects, because for better or worse, attorneys will really kind of dig in on all the details, which is great. You get a good overview of what you're trying to do, but it can limit kind of the progress that you're making on a project from a timeline perspective.
Yeah. And discussing about the way that attorneys can get a little bit buried in the weeds. Did you run into any other sorts of unexpected challenges initially joining the PNC legal department as a result of the age gap between yourself and some of the folks that you worked with?
Yeah, I think the big challenge is with change management. Whenever I joined, like you just mentioned, a lot of our attorneys had, 15, 20 or 30 years on me when I joined, which is great. That's awesome experience. And you got to think about how their experience was gained in most departments, or at least from what I've kind of learned in the industry, is most folks join a corporate legal department after they've spent a handful of years at a law firm, and then they're then put in another handful of years in this corporate space. So their culture of learning is kind of coming from what they learned at the law firm, all those embedded skills and how to review documents and projects, and then also what they have learned in this corporate setting. So it's hard to kind of get on the same page as a young person coming in and saying, hey, you know, we're trying to do this new technology or this new process. And they say, hey, well, you know, I've been doing it this way for 20 or 30 years and it works, and that's fine. But I think that challenge, I guess, is everywhere. But one of the other, I guess, unexpected challenges, which kind of leads from that, is with technology, like using, you know, notebooks versus using maybe an electronic note tool like OneNote, or, you know, forwarding around a bunch of documents versus using a file sharing tool like OneDrive. Those are all things that you come in where, you know, where we grew up, we kind of had those tools in college. We're trying to utilize those and make other folks utilize them. Those challenges exist, I think, not just within the legal industry, but kind of overall when you're dealing with folks with a big age gap. But yeah, definitely technology and change management are the big ones.
And following up on that, you know, one thing I'd be curious to hear your thoughts on: do you feel that some of those challenges around technology and change management, are those challenges less pronounced with younger attorneys, or even with attorneys who maybe are closer in age to you and I, who did grow up with these technologies? Do you still sometimes see those issues?
Yeah, I think it depends, but I would say, you know, generally the younger attorneys are more comfortable using some of the tools that have been around for the past 5 or 10 years, you know, like a OneDrive or a Google Drive or something like that. I think those are easier leaps than when you're dealing with, you know, an older attorney, you know, working with those technologies. But I think there are some gaps, you know, overall. I think whenever you join, you know, ILTACON or you go to a conference, you hear that when you get a law degree, there's not a heavy focus on the technology that you use in the real world. And I think that rings true. I mean, there are a handful of attorneys who are probably, you know, maybe a couple of years out of their law firm stint, they joined the legal department and there wasn't a technology focus. So you're still dealing with a little bit of a tech gap there. But one of the ways that I've gotten around that is creating a lot of how-to documents, hosting training sessions. I think there is less of a pushback to attend it once they kind of realize that everybody's on the same playing field. You know, maybe not everybody's comfortable using OneDrive. Well, that's fine. Let's do a training and let's get everybody up to speed. And I think that kind of helps shrink that age gap that we've been talking about.
So that's really interesting. So when you do those sorts of trainings for the attorneys, it sounds like you kind of just go into it, as you said, with a level playing field. So, you know, you're not necessarily targeting the training to say older attorneys or younger attorneys, right? You're just going in and saying, let's just review everything. Some of this, you know, may be repetitive for some of you, if you're already familiar with it, but that way, you know, you're not necessarily singling people out or making them feel like, you know, stupid for not understanding something, right? You're kind of just going in and saying, here's the information you need to be able to use these tools.
Yeah, exactly. I think it's, hey, these are tools that, you know, our enterprise offers. We've invested a lot of money in them. We think they work pretty well. I've used them. You know, you can kind of give anecdotal references. You know, we use them for this project. It worked out really well. We'd like to share the success we've had using a OneDrive versus sharing, you know, a million copies of a document around and get people to kind of organically come and say, oh, yeah, man, that's not a bad idea. Let's try that out.
Yeah, no, that's definitely a great point. As we start to wrap up here, John, just one additional question for you. You know, now that you've been working in a corporate legal department for 5 years, is there any advice that you wish someone had given you 5 years ago when you first started?
Yeah, so I think I got great advice when I joined. So I'm just going to echo some of the things that I learned initially when I joined up is joining industry organizations. This is going to sound like a plug, but I swear Will didn't put me up to this and nobody else did either, but joining organizations like ILTA and CLOC and ACC, there's a variety of organizations out there with a wealth of knowledge about, you know, whatever projects going on in the industry, kind of learning the language of the industry. I think that's a big ticket item, is just kind of learning to speak in the legal technology language or in the legal business language. That's really important. Most of those organizations have either daily or weekly newsletters where you can get up to speed with some of the current events happening in the industry. And then I think the final thing that I kind of hit on a little later on when I started participating more in these organizations is kind of keeping a framework in mind for how to deal with these legal issues and processes and technologies that come to our desk. I try and keep in mind, you know, do we have the right people in place? Do we have the right process in place? Do we have the right technology? And those types of questions, that framework kind of guides how I attack any type of problem that hits my desk.
Yeah, I think that's definitely great advice. Any final thoughts, John, as we wrap up here?
No, I just thank you all for your time. I appreciate you all having me here. It's great to get younger folks in the industry talking to each other. You know, the industry's kind of been on fire lately with content and job opportunities. So anything we can do to kind of help each other out is well worth the time investment.
Of course, yeah. And thank you very much for taking the time to talk to us today, John. And I just, as we wrap up, just want to thank everyone in today's audience for tuning in. And we hope everyone has a wonderful day. Thank you.
You've been listening to ILTA Radio. Subscribe to ILTA's podcasts through iTunes or Podbean and get alerted about new recordings. ILTA Radio. Get tuned in.